I'm Jed Miller, Director of Internet Programs at the ACLU. This week, our Executive Director, Anthony Romero, releases a new book, In Defense of Our America, The Fight for Civil Liberties in the Age of Terror, co-written with Dina Temple Raston. The book weaves together multiple real-life stories about the fight for civil liberties, revealing the human dramas that lie beneath controversial issues. I spoke with Anthony Romero recently about what it was like traveling the country to gather these stories, and what these stories say about the lives of Americans everywhere, and about our work here at the ACLU. What made you choose these particular stories?
I wanted to write this book and tell these particular stories because they tell us something about the most important contentious civil liberties issues of our time. They underscore the importance of protecting the Constitution and the freedoms that most Americans take for granted. That's why we didn't look at just prosecutors and defendants. That's why we got down to the level of the sidewalks and talked to ordinary Americans about the debates on torture, abortion, religion, race, privacy, gay rights. These are all issues that touch us as Americans, but to make them come alive, you have to understand how it affects people in their ordinary struggles for justice. You have heroes and villains, you have compelling narratives, you have great suspense in some of these stories. And like so many good American stories, you find again and again that the villains are powerful, rich, and cynical, and the heroes are often ordinary people. That these ordinary people are driven by their strength and their belief in the Constitution and the tradition of justice. That they succeed because when good people get involved, the American system can work. Every American should read these stories and understand them because it's about our basic rights. It's about the line we draw between government accountability and government transparency. It's about the ability for the governed to ask questions of the government. It's about ensuring that the rights that we take for granted are more than just paper guarantees, that they come to life for people in their everyday lives. These are deeply personal stories, but they have much broader implications for our America. We offer a look at the Lynn family, for instance, as they saw their son and brother, John Walker Lynn, emerge as a symbol of America's battle against Islamic fundamentalism. We tell the story of a Dover, Pennsylvania teacher who had the courage to stand up and insist that religion not be inserted in the science curriculum. We learn of the courage of a Native American woman who believed that women on the Pine Ridge Reservation should have the right to choose when and if to have a child, and was able to stand up to enormous forces in South Dakotan society. These ordinary struggles all across America tell us everything about what America is about. Tell us that this struggle for justice is one that we have to be a part of.
What was it like meeting the people whose stories you tell in the book?
In meeting the individuals in this book, I was reminded about the fact that the American people are a good, fair-minded people, that we want to live up to the best of our aspirations. And that's true whether it was in Great Bend, Kansas, when I went out to go visit Matthew Limon, or I went to Dover, Pennsylvania, when I met Bert Spahr, or I went out to California to meet the parents of John Walker Lind. You're reminded that we have some core American values that cut across all of society. And that's true no matter where you live, whether it's in California, in New Orleans, in Dover, in Kansas. And that we as Americans believe that these core values that define us as a people are what make us great. And sometimes we need to be reminded about what we can do to ensure those values. That's what this book is all about making those issues come alive and encouraging people to take action in the fight for civil liberties.
What surprised you the most during this process?
What surprised me most in this process was the fact that writing a book I thought was a solitary process. This was not a solitary process. This was really a process of talking to a much broader group of individuals. My co-author and I interviewed dozens of individuals. We got out there into the country. We went to Dover, Pennsylvania. We went to Kansas. We went to New Orleans. We went to California. We went to the courts in New York and in Virginia. And what's remarkable is that this process really is about a conversation. This book is about a conversation that America is having with itself. And what we hope to do is to bring some of these issues to life exactly at the time when they're being debated by the broader public. We hope to add to that debate. We know that these issues are contentious, and we know that people will disagree with us, but we're hoping to add to that discussion because we think American democracy is strongest when it's vigorous, when it's muscular, when it's robust, and we hope that book helps us become a better country.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about In Defense of Our America by Anthony Romero, go to aclu.org/OurAmerica. And for more podcasts from the ACLU, go to aclu.org/podcasts.